Would you believe me if I told you that the video you're seeing behind is 8 video streams, HD ones, analyzed in real time by a tiny $100 device, embedded device right here? Well, Emmanuel from the IoT Edge team is here to demo us how it's done with the NVIDIA Jetson Nano and DeepStream. Hi, everyone. Thanks for watching the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host. Today, we will talk about computer vision in IoT scenarios. Emmanuel is back on the IoT Show. Thanks for coming back, Emmanuel.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me again.
So for those who didn't see the previous episodes, can you tell us a bit about yourself and the team you work with?
Right. So I'm a senior program manager on the Azure IoT Edge product team. And I've been focusing on AI for a while.
So AI at the edge.
At the edge.
Awesome. Correct. So one of the AI usage is around computer vision.
Correct.
Computer vision, which is about analyzing streams, a video stream live to extract insight information, like count people, detect object, and things like that, right?
Really, in an IoT context, it really means transforming cameras into sensors. So transferring raw video feeds into events that another module or another cloud service can make sense of without sending a tons of data.
Right? Okay. So very concretely, why would we need to? So we have the power of the cloud. You can do infinite things up there, right? In terms of compute and storage and so on.
Right.
So what would actually be the need for analyzing and running computer vision at the edge?
Right. Well, all those raw video feeds taken by cameras are taking up a lot of bandwidth, right? So they could be very large file size. And also, you may not want to share all those raw video feeds for like privacy concerns or sensitive data being in them. And so it's much, most of the time, it's much more efficient and cheaper and to do all the processing locally next to where the cameras are. And only forward events to other services,
So this is all good. We've been talking about bringing that intelligence of the cloud to the edge for some time already.
Right.
So when it comes to computer vision, what I'm hearing, let's imagine I'm a manufacturer of this kind of devices. What I'm hearing is change your hardware, put very smart cameras that have the compute inside. Like you have the Qualcomm camera here, which is one of our dev kits.
Yeah, so these types of camera, right?
Yeah.
And in many cases, it makes sense when you want, for instance, to monitor like a can dispenser. And so when you've got machines that you expect them to be very spread out, then you don't have a lot of choice and it's new equipment. Then, then like going for a new camera that can do the AI processing is a great choice. But there are also lots of applications where existing cameras are already deployed and they are not capable of running AI
They're just capturing the video.
Right? They're just capturing videos. Yeah. So these types of cameras, right? It's just a basic RTSP camera. It captures images and sends them via an RTSP feed, right?
Okay.
It's not capable of running any AI algorithm, right?
So our audience have heard about IoT Edge. So
right.
I guess there's a solution using IoT Edge for actually doing
of course.
Something right.
Yeah, so when you've got like many existing cameras or a lot of cameras on a dense site, then instead of changing all your cameras, bringing one new IoT Edge device is a common approach, right?
Yep.
So this type of Jetson Nano device that we have here.
So this is you might have heard about the recent announcements around NVIDIA collaborating with Microsoft on computer vision for the edge.
Right, the EGX platform, which is a set of guidelines and tools for hardware manufacturers and software developers to build those kind of applications, right?
Okay.
Where all the AI algorithm is running on the edge server or an edge gateway. Right?
Okay. Right. So here, actually, that Jetson Nano dev kit is a very cheap board that can do very advanced AI. As far as
it costs about $100. So and it can run, it's pretty impressive in terms of what it can do to run deep neural networks, AI, computer vision, right? And so for personally, I think of it as kind of the Raspberry Pi for AI.
Okay.
Right. It's because of its price point, because of its AI capabilities, mm-hmm. it's a really fantastic device to get started with.
Right? Well, how about we look at how that works?
And it, of course, it runs IoT Edge.
I wouldn't expect less from you.
You're right.
So like, show me a bit about what it would take to actually make things happen here with IoT Edge, and how computer vision actually really would work in that kind of scenarios. We have like several video streams going into that device, and that device to extract the insights directly at the edge.
Right. So I'll demo in a minute about how many video streams it can process concurrently, right?
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, this like to lower your hardware cost, mm-hmm. you want to be able to process as many video streams as possible.
Yes. Right?
And so the smarter your algorithms are to process another higher number of video streams, mm-hmm. the better, right?
Yep.
And so that's why we've partnered with NVIDIA. Mm-hmm. So they've got a toolkit called DeepStream, which is a toolkit to help you build your own video analytics pipeline.
Okay. Without being a data scientist.
So it's not so much on the AI side.
Okay.
It's more for like developers to stitch together a very efficient video pipeline.
Okay.
It assumes that there's a data scientist that gives you an AI model.
Okay.
And so you give this AI model to DeepStream, and you can configure DeepStream to ingest as performantly as possible a high number of streams.
Got it.
To process some streams and not others, and mm-hmm. to run a first AI model and then a second one, to have like cascading AI models.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the types of applications of DeepStream.
Okay.
And it really shines when you need super high performances. Like real time.
Okay.
Most of real time cameras are like 30 frames per second.
Yeah.
And most of them are HD, so 1080p. Mm-hmm. So processing 1080p 30 times per second is quite intensive. So you have to write your code in a really efficient way.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that DeepStream helps you with, right?
Okay.
It also helps you connecting to a large number of cameras when you want like almost real time, like maybe one frame a second, but over like 50 cameras, right?
Okay.
Or when you need multiple AI models. Mm-hmm. So first you want to detect that there's a worker in the construction site, and then you want from this worker you want to see if he's wearing his helmet or his safety equipment like gloves or glasses, right?
Okay. Fair enough.
So that's really where like DeepStream is super powerful.
Okay.
And it uses really all kind of optimizations that are built for you, and of course using NVIDIA GPUs, right, to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So it does things like zero in-memory copy.
Okay.
It does things like pushing as much as it can to the GPU.
Mm-hmm.
While avoiding all the access conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
It does things like tracking algorithms so that you can do inferences most of the time, but sometimes instead of doing inferences, doing tracking, which is a bit cheaper computationally.
Mm-hmm.
And so all these kind of things are things that DeepStream builds for you. Right?
Okay. So is it like a set of APIs, set of very simple,
it has some APIs. And so it's a pipeline, so it's plugin based. It's
okay.
based on GStreamer for people who know who are familiar with like video development.
Okay.
GStreamer has been an open source video tooling for a while now,
mm-hmm.
And it's based on this tool. So it lets you develop your own set of plugins,
mm-hmm.
and NVIDIA gives you a lot of pre-built plugins that do those things efficiently. But you can write your own on top of it. It's very modular. So one thing that we've partnered with them is to have one plugin that sends all the output messages of DeepStream and forwards all of that to IoT Edge, right?
Okay.
Right.
Awesome. So in the form of an IoT Edge module.
Right. So we've also partnered with them to, of course, containerize DeepStream. So DeepStream can be containerized and push all those messages. So I have one of those plugins within the containers that pushes all those messages to IoT Edge runtime.
Okay, got it. Okay.
And so to make things easier for Azure customers to get started with, they actually published their DeepStream offer into our Azure Marketplace.
Okay.
So that's making it really easy to get started with DeepStream.
Okay. And right. I see you have VS Code open.
Right. Let's do a demo. Let's do a demo.
VS Code open. Right. Let's look at what it looks like.
Okay. So yeah, I'm in the shoes of a developer. DeepStream is the SDK again, so like tagging developers. And so I've just opened a, like an empty IoT Edge solution.
Okay.
VS Code is my natural IoT Edge developer's natural choice.
Yeah.
And so here, as part of this empty solution, what I'll do is just add a new module.
Okay.
DeepStream from the marketplace.
So you can now, that's an interesting thing, like embed a new module, add a new module in VS Code directly from the marketplace. You don't have to go and find the URI or whatnot.
Correct.
Just like, boom, list.
So here I can either start from a blank canvas in C, C Sharp, Python, and so on, or add a module from the marketplace.
Awesome.
Right? And so this is the option I'm selecting now. And going through all the marketplace offering, NVIDIA DeepStream SDK is right here.
Nice. And this is like available today.
It's available today, right?
Like
right,
latest Azure IoT tools.
Right.
In VS Coding, you have all of that.
Right. Okay. And so I'm selecting Jetson. So there is one version for like Jetson, which is NVIDIA's embedded class of devices,
okay.
And another container for server class of NVIDIA GPUs.
Right? Okay.
So selecting the Jetson one, and now my empty solution has, of course, Edge Agent Edge Hub as before, but now it has this new NVIDIA DeepStream SDK coming from the marketplace.
Okay.
With all the default settings preset, right?
Okay.
Like the entry points, the host config to run. So this is to get access to the NVIDIA GPUs and the working directory, right?
Awesome.
And so I could just deploy that and push it on my Nano and get started with it, right?
Okay.
So I went a bit further, like to push the boundaries of the Nano.
Okay.
So by default, this module from the marketplace tries to process 4 video streams.
Okay.
Let's go to 8.
8. Okay.
And which is kind of the max of this this Nano, right?
Okay.
And also by default it doesn't push the output to a screen.
Okay.
So I've changed the config file of DeepStream a little bit, which I have in this other solution here just to gain a little bit of time.
Okay.
And so here's an example of a DeepStream file, configuration file.
Okay.
And here so this is my source videos.
So you're feeding from local MP4 file.
Yeah, so I'm simulating 8 video streams for now.
Okay.
But it could also be like live RTSP cameras. Mm-hmm. You just change the URL and it will be like those RTSP streams.
Okay.
Right. And then so this is my source, my list of sources.
Okay.
And at the end I've got my sync. Which by default is a fake sync, is like no display essentially.
Okay.
And number 2 is a display, right?
Okay.
So displaying on screen, right?
Okay.
So this other sync here is to say and send all the output to a message broker.
Okay.
And which has its own configuration file.
Okay.
That is, as you guess by the name, to send all the messages to the Azure IoT Edge runtime.
Got it. Right. Okay. And that's by default, or did you?
And that's by default. By default. The offer in the marketplace as is by default.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Got it.
Right. And so this is like all kind of settings that you can change and tweak here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this last settings I'll point out in this configuration file.
Okay.
Is the AI model itself.
Okay.
So this is one that is by default as a sample.
Okay.
But of course, like data scientists could give you one and you could include that into your video analytics.
Do you know what the format has to be?
So in the end, DeepStream relies on TensorRT, which is NVIDIA's inferencing engine. And the good news is that TensorRT supports a lot of model formats and model networks. So you most likely don't need to change anything as a data scientist. You can use the same thing.
Okay.
And so it supports Onyx, for instance. It supports, so you can build, use Azure Machine Learning and Custom Vision to mm-hmm. build your AI models, and then deploy that and have them run via DeepStream.
Right? And usually you have this file which is local in the machine, and that the module actually just leverages locally, right?
So this is more like the developer cycle. Mm-hmm. So you would typically have the file locally on the machine so that you can change and iterate quickly. Yeah. Once you're ready to go to scale, you would embed that into the DeepStream container.
Okay.
So you'd base your container off the one from the marketplace and add one more layer with your AI model.
Got it.
So that you can control that at scale. Mm-hmm. And when you've got an update to make to on your AI model, you can just update this last layer on your Docker container and push this update.
Right. Easy. Right. Straightforward.
Right.
Yeah, so and then it's just IT Edge, right?
And in the end, it's just IT Edge. So really, DeepStream and IT Edge complement each other really well.
Yeah.
So DeepStream takes care of like the performances, the video processing, and outputs messages. IT Edge takes care of the connectivity to the cloud, takes care of the security, takes care of deploying the container and managing that at scale, right?
Yeah.
So they, they complement each other really well.
Yeah.
Right. So this is just to give the config files that I've tweaked so that we can switch to the actual demo.
Okay, right. Let's see how it looks like on the device now it's running.
Right. I've already deployed DeepStream there just to save the download time.
Okay.
And so here you can see the entire application running. So IT Edge is running. DeepStream as a container has been deployed via IT Edge. And is processing 8 video streams, 8 different video streams.
In real time.
Real time. So it's like, and those are like 1080p feeds.
Yeah.
All at 30 frames per second.
Awesome.
And so it's tracking cars and people and then sending messages to the Edge runtime.
Yeah.
And then I've got a route in my IT Edge runtime to forward everything to the cloud.
To upstream to, and then in the cloud you can do the counting. And have the information.
Yeah, so you would probably do actually first filtering and business logic as an extra module on your IT Edge device itself to batch your messages, to do a bit more processing on the event itself, not on the images, and then forwards an aggregate to the cloud. Right.
Awesome. I love it. Pretty straightforward, pretty impressive. I remember we talking about, hey, you can run that many feed and analyze them on a tiny device. Well, here it is.
Right, right.
Love it. Actually, Emmanuel, I want to see these messages going up to the cloud, right?
Hey, you don't trust me, huh?
I do trust you. I want people to see them, right?
Okay,
let's switch back to the PC.
Right. So in VS Code, I can see all my Edge devices that are connected to my IT Hub via this Azure IT Edge extension. And I can start monitoring all the messages flowing from the Edge device, from one Edge device to IT Hub itself, right? So it's preparing the monitoring job. And here you can see all the messages being sent from the device up to the cloud.
Right? The objects have been detected and some information about them, right?
Right. So it sends you essentially the bounding box. For each object, it will send you the type. So a car, a person has been detected.
Okay.
And the bounding box about where this car or person has been, right?
Very impressive. Very impressive, Emmanuel. Thanks a lot. Yep. I think that was very insightful. We've been talking about this kind of things. I remember last year at Build, we were actually talking about these multiple video feeds analyzed on this kind of edge device, tiny edge device. It's reality. You guys can actually try it out today. If you want to learn more about computer vision and DeepStream, you can go to aka.ms/IoTshow/DeepStream, and you'll get all the information about this demo using the NVIDIA, the Jetson Nano dev kit and the fantastic demo that Emmanuel put together.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for this insight, Emmanuel.
Yeah. Thanks, Olivia.
See you soon on the IoT show again. And you as well. See you soon. Don't forget to subscribe.